folks, we have got up early this morning and we have met Mr. Jim Petroncelli here, and we are at the winery here in Northern California and Sonoma Wine Country. Sir, great to be with you. Quite a few red wines on the table here. We must be expecting a lot of food from the chef this morning.
We're always ready with the food, and we have the wines to go with them. We'll present quite a number of them for you.
First of all, let's tell folks about Petroncelli and a little bit of the history. We might take an hour doing that. You've been here for quite a while, and you've seen quite a few changes.
A lot of happenings here in Dry Creek Valley, Sonoma County. My father came here in 1927, which was a completely different times, and a lot of different things going on. Some of them we sometimes talk about, others we don't. The one thing that's the constant here is the grapes that were grown then and continue to flourish here in Dry Creek Valley.
Well, it's a very exciting time, especially with Pinot Noir on the table here, and also Zin here, and two of my favorite wines, and it's time to maybe get some food to go with these. Chef has a smile on his face. Tell us about a few of these. The Syrah is another one of my favorite, and your Sangiovese.
Oh, yes. Those are a couple of classics. Of course, Sangiovese is the Italian variety used in Chianti. Since we have that heritage, we felt like we should be planting some here. They're actually doing very well up on the hillsides, which is where we grow a lot of those grapes, and it brings out a real heavy flavors and character that match up with those pastas and spaghettis that we're so familiar with here.
Well, I think you're giving the chef a few hints here of what would pair very well. I'm sure that we're going to be well fed here, Jim. And let's talk about, and I have a glass of the Zin here. This is another wine that really signifies Petroncelli to me.
Oh, definitely. This is our classic Zinfandel. That's the grape that's been grown here when my father came in 1927. And it's grown on the hillsides, which brings out all the character in the Zinfandel. We really... Again, like that with matchup with some heavier foods, and it has that spice and berry character that's so typical of Zinfandel. Lends itself to a lot of foods.
The good part about this is we have poured a glass of your Pinot Noir, and that's where we're going to start. Great starting point here. Sonoma County and Pinot Noir is getting to be synonymous.
Sonoma County is a great spot for Pinot Noir, especially some of the areas, some of the distinct appellations like Russian River Valley, and that's where we source our fruit. It's a little cooler there than the hillsides we have surrounding the winery, and so the coolness brings out the flavor and the delicacy of Pinot Noir, which is very important. That's a variety that needs a lot of attention and the proper growing region. And I think we've accomplished that with our current vintage, and brings out some nice balance that, again, goes maybe a little bit with the lighter foods, but also some of the fish dishes that we might be having a little later.
Quite a bit of food just came to the table here. I think Jim and I are going to be a little bit overwhelmed by this at first, but we're pros. We can do this.
We can eat and drink just about anything.
And we have that in front of us, folks. Thank you very much, Jim, and we will visit you with more food and wine pairings in the future here. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks to visit with you.
Well, folks, it's time for some great food here, and we have had a couple of courses, but we have another one that just came to the table. We are at Applewood Restaurant here. Chef Shelley is sitting here with me, and that dish looks beautiful. It has changed since I was here last time.
Yes, this is our miso glazed cod. We use black cod and marinate it in a miso sugar sake mixture for a few days and sear it up until that skin gets nice and crisp. And today we're serving it with some lobster, whole pieces of beautiful, succulent, buttery lobster.
Ooh, and the presentation is just gorgeous. You've been here for a long time, and each dish that comes out is part of your passion, and the way that you serve food is pretty amazing here. Your own little venue here.
Well, thank you. Yeah, Ty and I definitely like to make sure one of us sees each and every plate that goes out and adjust things so they're just perfect, just the way we like them.
Well, folks, we are going to move on now. This dish is gorgeous, and I'm a little bit hesitant for some of the white wines. I think we need to get into the red wines with this dish.
Absolutely. The filet definitely needs a nice, hearty red wine with it. It absolutely complements the bone marrow and Bordelais and the succulent filet. It just melts in your mouth.
Shelley actually was trying to put some of the filet in her mouth as she was speaking then, and that's one of the things that happens on radio, folks. We'll move on now. You're listening to Have Wine, We'll Travel and the Adventures of Dr. Vino. I'm enjoying this one, folks. We saved you a seat.